This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, all praise is due to Allah, who is magnificent in His essence, perfect in His attributes, undeniable in His presence. All praise is due to Allah, who has the most magnificent names. All praise is due to Him, and to Him that praise remains. May He send peace and blessings in their most perfect fashion. May He send greetings and salutations that are complete and everlasting upon the best of His creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May He elevate His rank and perfect His station, for He taught us what we did not know. And He gave, and He gave, and He gave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because He loved us so. All my life, I have had to explain to the people who are around me who my Lord is. When I was in kindergarten, I used to have to explain to my friends there why I couldn't trade my tuna sandwich for a ham or a salami sandwich. Allah Azza wa Jalla does not allow it. When I entered into middle school and high school, I had to explain why I wouldn't be able to consume alcohol or drugs, or I wasn't able to date girls, because Allah Azza wa Jalla forbade it. It was something that as a Muslim I could not participate in. When I got to college, it continued, having to explain again and again whom Allah Azza wa Jalla is. And people would ask questions. Well, why does Allah Azza wa Jalla care whether you drink wine or whether you drink water? Why does Allah Azza wa Jalla care whether you participate in this enjoyment or that enjoyment? And in the 10 years that Islam has been in the national spotlight in this country, the questions continue, and you hear in the news and you hear in all of these different platforms that the Muslims, they praise Allah, that they worship Allah, that Allah is the God of the Muslims. So today I wanted to take a couple of minutes, a couple of moments, and to share and to remind myself and my brothers and sisters who is Allah Azza wa Jalla that we worship. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the Lord of everything. He knows everything. Allah Azza wa Jalla says about Himself, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah says He has the keys to the unseen. No one knows it except for Him. He knows what is in land and He knows what is in the sea. And there is not a grain of sand that moves in the darkest recesses of this earth except that Allah Azza wa Jalla is aware of it. There is not a leaf that falls except that He knows it. Nothing in the heavens and the earth except that it is in a book that is written. The scholars, they say something amazing about Allah. They say, يَعْلَمُ مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ وَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ لَوْ كَانْ كَيْفَ يَكُونُ. Allah knows what has happened. Allah knows what will happen. Allah knows what didn't happen. If it happened, how it would happen. Every single scenario, every choice that you might have made in your life, that you made or was made for you, every time you've taken one part of the road, when you could have taken another, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows how your entire life would have played out if you made that other choice. If you had gone to that other school, if you had grown up in another town, or in another country, or in another time, in another place, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows how all of this would have played out. His knowledge, Azza wa Jalla, is perfect. We believe in a perfect God. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the provider for everything. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that there is not a dabba, in the heavens and the earth, illa ala Allah rizquha, except that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who provides for it. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who provides for the insects that we don't see, the worm that travels through the mud. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who provides for it. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who provides for the fly. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who provides for you and who provides for I. Multiply that by 6 billion people. Multiply that by the number of creation that is in the heavens and the earth, the number of insects and the number of mammals and the number of things that we don't see. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is the Rabb, just as He is for you and I. He provides for all of them. He is Rabbul Alameen. He is the Lord of the worlds. Last year I had the privilege of going to Hajj. And when I was standing in the Haram, it is the largest gathering of people that you will ever see. 7 million people in a single place, in a single platform. And I remember that when I was standing there, I was seeing so many different types of people that my eyes couldn't capture everyone. They became a blur. And when I'm sitting there standing, watching these people, all of them raising their hands, and they're all speaking in a different language, I realized, I thought to myself, how amazing is it that Allah Azza wa Jal hears all of them. And that Allah Azza wa Jal knows all of them. He knows their names. He knows their stories. He knows the journey that they took to get to this place. And at that moment, that Allah Azza wa Jal knew their history. Allah Azza wa Jal was with them during their successes. He knew their darkest fears. And He knew their highest aspirations and hopes. He has been their Lord their entire lives, as privately and as intimately as it has been mine my whole life. That is whom Allah Azza wa Jal is. He is the Lord of the worlds. Allah Azza wa Jal placed the sun at 93 million miles away. And yet we know that the light from that distance reaches our eyes in 8 minutes. And yet we know that there are some stars that take 5,000 light years to get to us. There are some stars in the galaxies that we can't see with our naked eye that are 23 million light years away. How vast is the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how powerful is the Creator that we worship. Allah Azza wa Jal made water so gentle that it doesn't irritate the eye. And yet He made water and gave water the ability to destroy entire cities and civilizations. Allah Azza wa Jal gave us the night and the day. And these are blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. And if Allah took these blessings away, we would not be able to get it back. Don't you remember last year when a volcano exploded over near Ireland? And volcanic ash covered Ireland. The entire world, millions of people were left trapped. They could not travel over Europe. Ashes that went from Ireland all the way over to Ukraine, European airspace was shut down. People could not travel over Europe. Who was the one who would be able to relieve them from this distress? Only Allah Azza wa Jalla. He says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ صَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ صَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Say, if Allah Azza wa Jal were to make the day continuous until the day of judgment, or the night continuous until the day of judgment, what God other than Allah would give you a night for you to rest in? Do you not then see? Allah Azza wa Jal did this with one volcano. What do you think of a day then where Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ قُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا. They ask you about the mountains. Say, Allah Azza wa Jal will cause them to fall into scattered dust. And we got a little bit of taste of that this year when the earthquake happened off the coast of Japan. And it was an earthquake that might have happened for, they said, 2.5 minutes. And you saw with your own eyes the level of distress and the level of destruction that happened to that country that was of the most advanced technologically in the world. Nonetheless, they were left helpless. This is from an earthquake that was 2.5 minutes. What then do you think of a day where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. On a day when the entire earth will shake. On a day when the entire earth will shake. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and the earth will bring forth its fruits, and mankind will say what is happening. On that day, it will bring forth its fruits because Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded it to do so. Allah Azza wa Jalla is more powerful than we can imagine. He is more perfect than we can imagine. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ Allah says, mankind did not give Allah his due right. They didn't give him his due estimate. They didn't understand, they didn't comprehend, they didn't realize the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla when the heavens and the earth will be curled up into His right hand on the Day of Judgment. That is the God that we worship. And yet with that, there is no one who is more patient, there is no one who is more merciful than Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because no one suffers the indignity that Allah Azza wa Jalla suffers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَا أَحَدْ أَصْبَرْ عَلَىٰ أَذًا سَمِعَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ There is no one who is more patient with harm that he hears from Allah Azza wa Jal. يَدَّعُونَ إِلَيْهِ الْوَلَدِ They say that he has a son. ثُمَّ يُعَافِيهِمْ وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ And then he continues to give them help, and he continues to give them sustenance. That we ourselves, that we continue to sin against Allah Azza wa Jal every single day. And Allah Azza wa Jal continues to provide for us. Allah Azza wa Jalla continues to give us. Ask yourself a simple question. If Allah Azza wa Jalla were to only give me today, if today He only gave me the things that I thanked Him for yesterday, what would I have? Would I have food? Did I thank Him for the food that He gave me yesterday? Did I thank Him for the clothes that He gave me yesterday? Did I thank Him for the car that I got in and I drove to school with yesterday? Did I thank Him for any of those things yesterday? Yet I expect somehow out of my audacity and my arrogance, I expect that these things are my right and that I should have them today. And if for some reason my car breaks down, I get so upset, what a terrible day I'm having. Well, you didn't thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for it yesterday, did you? You didn't thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for the food. You didn't thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for how many things, and yet Allah Azza wa Jalla continues to give us, and He continues to provide, not due to what we are deserving, but due to the great character that He Azza wa Jalla has. He is Al-Razzaq, He is Al-Kareem, He is the Ilah, and we are so fortunate that He is Rabbul Alameen, not us. أَقُولُ مَا سِمِعْتُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لَكُمْ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَإِنْ أَسْتَغْفِرُوا مِنَا وَاللَّهُ وَاحِدٌ الحمد لله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده They ask us, who is Allah? We say, Allah Azza wa Jalla is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Out of all of His characteristics, the one that He frequently loves to mention is that He is Ar-Rahman. That He is Ar-Rahim. He is the merciful, who is plentiful in His mercy, consistent in that mercy. Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives, and He loves to forgive. He extends His hand during the day to accept the forgiveness, to accept the repentance of the one who repents during the night. And He extends His hand during the night to accept the repentance of those who sin during the day. Allah Azza wa Jalla is more happy with the repentance of His slave than a person who travels in the desert and all of a sudden they lose their riding animal, they lose their camel, and they think that death is going to come to them. And so when this person all of a sudden sees the camel coming in front of him and his life being saved in that process, he says, Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. أَخْطَأَ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْفَرَحِ He made a mistake due to how happy he was. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the example of that as the happiness of Allah Azza wa Jalla when we simply say, Oh Allah, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. When we simply say, Oh Allah, you deserve better than that. I am going to become a better person because you are deserving of that. Forgive me. That is it. Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes more happy than that example that is given. Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes angry when someone says, you know brother so-and-so, you know sister so-and-so, man, they're so terrible. These guys are going to the hellfire. Allah says, who is going to challenge my right to forgive? Let them know that I have forgiven that individual. And I have made that person who talked about Allah Azza wa Jalla in that fashion, I have made their actions null and void. We say that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one whom, if you seek Him, you will find Him. That if you take a step towards Him, He takes multiple steps towards you. So if you ever find that you have become distant from Allah Azza wa Jalla,
simply ask yourself the question, which one of us moved? Which one of us became distant from each other? Because if you simply take a step towards Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will take multiple steps towards you. The one who seeks Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who seeks His company, the one who seeks His comfort, they will not be in need of anyone else. The one who is empowered through Allah Azza wa Jal, they will not need the power or the support of any individual. That is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us when he taught us, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no source of power and there is no source of strength other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Anyone who seeks happiness in Allah, they are the ones who will eventually in this world be happy. And everyone who seeks happiness in other than Allah, then they are simply seeking the dunya, they are simply seeking fleeting pleasures that they will continuously happen to have to chase. They will continue to have to chase after. The one who seeks strength through Allah Azza wa Jal is strengthened. The one who seeks companionship with Allah Azza wa Jal is not in need of any other. These are the characteristics of Allah Azza wa Jal. What does Allah require us to do? When you have a Lord that is of that character, the more that you know about Allah Azza wa Jal, the more that you love Him. The more that you love Him, the more that you desire His companionship, the more that you seek it. What does He ask us? To worship Him. That is it. To worship Him. Allah says, Rasulullah informs us that on the Day of Judgment, a man will be standing in front of all of the terrors of the Day of Judgment, and Allah will ask him a question, a very simple question. أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ كَانَ لَكَ مَعَ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَكُنْتَ مُفْتَدِيًا بِهِ. Imagine if you had everything that was on earth. Would you give it all up to save yourself from the hellfire? The man will say, nah, yes, of course. All of my relationships, all of my family, all of the wealth, all of that doesn't matter on the Day of Judgment. He would give it all up. He would ransom all of it. He would throw all of it so that he could enter into paradise. Allah will then say, I ask you for ma huwa ahwanu min dhalik. Allah tushrika bi shay'a. Fa'alayta illa tushrik. I ask you for something that was much less than that. That you don't commit partners with him. You don't love anyone more than you love me. You don't follow anyone over me. You don't obey anyone over me. But you refused. You refused his septicanship. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us his companionship in this world and to grant us the ability to see his face in the next. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha زكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل فقرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.